From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A humanitarian pause went into effect in the Syrian city of Aleppo Friday after a Russian declared 10-hour ceasefire to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the city. However, rebel groups in Aleppo have dismissed Russia's offer, accusing them of lying and calling the ceasefire a media stunt. Similar humanitarian pauses have been organized by Moscow and Damascus before, but have largely failed. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people were killed and 30 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. The attack followed the overnight arrests of the leaders of the People's Democratic Party, parliament's second biggest opposition group, and at least 11 lawmakers from the party, whose base is largely drawn from Kurds in the region. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested. In American politics, with Election Day near, both major party candidates campaigned in the so-called battleground state of North Carolina late Thursday, each criticizing the other's fitness for office. Donald Trump spoke to a group of veterans and told them Hillary Clinton could not be trusted with security.
We know Hillary can't be trusted. We've learned that. With America's security, you take a look at her email situation. Can we trust her with our security?
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, campaigned in the state capital of Raleigh, telling the crowd there this election is about what kind of change people want.
Are we going to build a stronger, fairer, better America? Or are we going to fear each other and fear our future?
Two new major national polls on Thursday show Clinton edging ahead of Trump in likely voters. This is VOA. A South Sudanese rebel spokesman has been deported from Kenya back to South Sudan over a Facebook posting. This according to a Kenyan official on Friday. Colleagues of his fear for his life. Human rights groups immediately condemned Kenya's deportation of James Gatet Dak, calling it a breach of international law. A rebel spokesman urged Kenyan authorities not to deport Gatet to South Sudan, saying he would face imminent death. The deportation comes during a bitter dispute between Kenya and the UN over the UN Secretary General's firing of the Kenyan commander of the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan. The Facebook posting by Gatdet, a spokesman for the rebel leader Riek Machar, supports the Kenyan commander's firing. The bodies of 4 African migrants washed ashore near Tripoli on Thursday, bringing the total found in just 1 week to 25. A local Red Crescent official says they may have been in a boat that sunk a few days ago with 150 migrants on board. The Red Crescent says another boat with 130 people on board capsized in the same area on Thursday, but Libyan volunteers were able to conduct a rescue. British intelligence services are warning of increasingly aggressive espionage tactics by Moscow. The Kremlin denies these charges, but the British government is planning to spend more than $2 billion on cybersecurity. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The $2.3 billion investment is aimed at countering emerging threats to national security. British Chancellor Philip Hammond said this week that key infrastructure like air traffic control systems and power networks could be targeted by what he called hostile foreign actors.
It is our duty to demonstrate that they cannot act with impunity. So we will not only defend ourselves in cyberspace, we will strike back in kind when we are attacked.
Hammond did not mention Russia by name, but writing in the Guardian newspaper the same day, the head of Britain's domestic intelligence service, known as MI5, accused Moscow of increasingly aggressive cyber attacks, espionage, propaganda, and subversion. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
In other British news, Prime Minister Theresa May is seeking to reassure European Union leaders that her Brexit timetable remains intact, this despite an adverse court ruling. She plans to telephone European Commissioner President Jean-Claude Juncker on Friday to spread the word that her plan is still to start the process to remove Britain from the EU by the end of March. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.